1039 MyPickRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. And, of course, that was Brother Jukebox by Mark Chestnut. And our birthday winner, wanted to hear that, right?
Yeah, Elena.
From the Henderson Salsa?
Yes, we love her.
So we played that for her in her honor.
Have a great day.
But The Morning Show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got a brand new friend guest from the community in here. Carl is in to talk to us. And I'm fixated on Carl, so I never got your last name.
Bandy Like Candy.
Okay. Bandy Like Candy.
Charles. Just had to explain that a few times.
Carl Bandy.
Yes.
Carl Bandy. And we found out during our time on Facebook that he made his way here. After meeting his sweetheart down in San Antonio, he was in the service and been in a lot of different communities, up in Chicago and all across the country. But he made his way here because, well, his bride, this was her home place. Queen City was her home place. So he's been in Texas County. How long have you been in Texas County area?
7 years this August.
7 years this August. And he's been lured back into the classroom to be a science teacher over at the TISD Middle School, Texas Middle School, and we're so glad that you're still out there educating kids and helping our youngsters prepare for life, and science is fun. But he's not here to talk about that. He's here to talk about something very special, and it's about flying. So
it is. The sky's the limit.
Four states youth flying.
Flyers,
excuse me. I got the flyer right here. I got the flyer right here. The four states youth flyers. So it's about flying planes or working on planes.
Yes.
Because we need people to do that too. But it's, you say it's, and it says helping dreams take flight. Now, this is a neat thing for kiddos between the ages of 8 and 18, right?
That's right.
All right. So tell us, what is four states youth flyers all about, and what do they get to experience?
Well, Four States Youth Flyers is the culmination of a dream.
That's fine. We all cough.
Yes. And my dream, I must have been maybe 6 or 7 years old, watching a black and white show called Sky King. The guy had a plane, twin-engine plane, and he was always helping the local sheriff save the day.
All right.
And my father had been in the Army Air Corps, and not flying, as a clerk. But he also enjoyed planes, and he would take me to the local airport, Birmingham International, and we just watched the few planes take off and land and watch the Air National
Guard. So he shared his love with you. I like that.
Yes, he did. My mom, of course, I didn't tell you about that before. She wasn't that excited about it.
Well,
that's a mom thing.
That's
there.
A mom
Moms
thing.
Moms do that.
Yeah, she did it with motorcycles and airplanes, and Dad was always saying yes, and she's saying no.
No.
So, usually we won the day, but I had to go to college and get away from home to start this thing. But after you become successful and have planes, that's my son, the pilot.
Right. There we go. See, it came full circle that way.
Yeah, so basically, what I do is expose other young people to the joy of flying.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people, young people, who have never been exposed to the airport or airplanes or whatever. And so, due to the generosity of organizations and individuals, of course, our family has been a major contributor to this, we're able to take them up. It's about a 20, 30-minute flight at the most. Go out and show them how the plane works.
Mm-hmm.
Then sign a little paperwork, take them around, see the big city of Texarkana.
Right. Get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, the higher you get, the smaller you get.
That's right. When you get 2,000 feet, you're going like, is that all there is? But they find where they are in life. And when they go, some come in nervous.
Uh-huh.
Others are just raring to go. But when they come back, many of them are saying, look, I want to do this. And we've got many young people saying that too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What a great opportunity. So if you would like to maybe be a corporate sponsor or individual sponsor, how do we sponsor encouraging kids reaching new heights?
I'm glad you asked that, because we definitely need that with the cost of gas going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you go to our website, which is www.4statesyouthflyers.org, there are sponsor pages, there are donor pages, and you can go to the email and say, look, I want to fly.
Okay.
So we look forward to all of the support that we could use.
Right.
And most recently, the Qantas Club of Texarkana and Sparklight The internet service provided grants to us, and we can use more grants.
Yes, grants are great.
Yeah, so if you're in one of those organizations, that'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the fact, and I've heard this, that pilots are in such high demand right now. They
yes.
can't find enough.
Oh, no, they can't. They'll need 10,000 in the next 10 years.
That's
United
crazy.
Airlines right now is actually hiring on 70 a day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Southwest Airlines, I mean, you know, they're out there. They have scholarships to try to bring and recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is that I'm a teacher, so I'm advocating education. And not everybody wants to get a bachelor's degree or a master's mm-hmm. degree or a PhD.
That's okay. That's not everyone's path.
Yes. My daddy was an industrial arts teacher. And here is an opportunity where you can invest 2 years and probably are making more than I am after my 20 years as a teacher.
right.
It's that demand.
It is.
And it's a great thing.
Rewarding.
It's a great profession. So hang on. We got a lot more to talk
yes,
about
we
with
do.
Carl. And we'll do that. More of the best in most country is also coming up as we roll through this Tuesday morning on The Pig. 1039mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we already had local news a couple of times this morning. So we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texas, Canada. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our new friend, Carl, who is a science teacher at Texas Middle School with TISD,
yeah.
but also he's a veteran of being in the skies,
yes.
a pilot. And he started the Four States Youth Flyers, which is something that your parents can get your kids involved in. If they've ever said anything, man, I'd love to be up in a plane, or I'd love to be behind the control of a plane, learn
right.
more about it. This is a perfect opportunity for you with the Four States Youth Flyers. And we were talking about the fact that kids from 8 to 18 can get involved in this. And, you know, they may have a passion eventually for being a pilot and being up there, or being on the ground, a technician working on the plane.
Right.
Because that's necessary, too.
Yes.
Obviously. I was asking you on the Facebook, you know, once somebody gets involved in this, when do y'all meet? When do y'all do this? When do you go up?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. This is not a club that uh-huh. we meet on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, ours is an opportunity to expose. So we cast a big net
mm-hmm.
on our website, and individuals, teachers, organizations will say, I have some young people that want to fly. And I'll say, okay, go to our website, send us an email, or one of the sponsors may give me a call or an email, and we'll get the list of young people, schedule a time. They'll meet at the airport. Actually, it's it used to be TAC Air. I think now it's Signature. It's where the private aircraft mm-hmm. and jets assemble. We'll go into the conference room, and I'll talk to them about how a plane flies, fill out some paperwork, take them out to the airplane, and do a pre-flight,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll actually go and do a real flight.
How amazing.
And somebody's going to be the lucky person to fly co-pilot.
Uh-huh.
And so they do rock, paper, and scissors.
Okay, that's a good standby way, yeah.
That's the way to do it. Now, uh-huh. you got to be tall. And even an 8-year-old flew, so we had to put a little pillow under
uh-huh.
her. So
yeah.
It's all fair. Boys, girls, from all kind of communities, you name it, we're there open for them.
Yeah, you said your reach is across the four states area. You go up in Oklahoma. And
Oklahoma, Arkansas, right. Texas, uh-huh. and Louisiana.
Yeah.
So, perfect.
So it's not just here.
No.
But it is
you
based
kind of
out
fly,
of here.
You can organize it so that a group of people could meet up in Oklahoma, or you could meet in Texarkana.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, you go to them as opposed to traveling everybody to you.
That is correct.
I'm just looking to make, the phone was ringing on us there, and I was looking to see what was going on with that, but no, nothing going on. We'll get to that after a while. But so you've already had, I think you said like a junior that figured out after doing this that he wants to make a career or wants to get into the Air Force.
Okay, we've got one that's going into the mechanics.
Okay,
A&P, Airplane uh-huh. and Power Plant, and another one's going to go into the commercial airlines, and then another wants to go fly for the Air Force.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, you said you're coming up on the year anniversary, so you've already got people that said, hey, this is for me.
I'm going to do this.
Some of it with the Air Force, and some of it with just getting into the business of it all. But this is kind of what it's all about, is opening this up for kids to make a career out of it.
Yes, and parents many times are, have the hands full going like, well, Johnny just doesn't like English or mm-hmm. science or whatever it may be, even though aviation is science. Yeah. We want you to know that.
It's not traditional.
Right.
Didn't get too far away from it. So be it an engineer or actually flying it, you got to understand some of this stuff. But there's a lot of hands-on. And some children who are the ones that are less attracted to the traditional studying just get sucked into and attracted to this. And they end up having fun.
Good.
And making a lot of money.
Good. That's even better.
That is even better. And, you know, like I said, even if kids decide not to make that a career, it's going to be something that
they'll remember that
it
forever.
It is an experience that most people don't get to do.
Yes.
I mean, really.
It is. I mean, I don't know what the statistics are, but if you just think about most of the young people that come to the airport have never been to an airport.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And now they're going not from first class on a jet, but they're being co-pilot in a private plane.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Let's take a break. When we come back, we want to go over once again how people can get involved, whether it be from the sponsorship and the grants and things like that side of it, or from the kid side of part of it.
Right.
And you said that the parents, if the kids are young and afraid or whatever, they can go along too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We encourage that.
Yeah, that backup there is there.
It's always so there.
Everything's good. All right, more of the best of most country also comes up next right here on The Pig. 24 hours a day, each and every day, the best of most country is right here on The Pig, 103.9 and mypigradio.com. And once again, going to be another warm one out there with highs in the upper 90s, but we've kind of gotten used to it. I'll be glad when it cools off a little bit. But we're talking with Carl from Four States Youth Flyers. Helping dreams take flight is what he has on this brochure. And you got a neat picture here with a girl. And you said something about this girl on the Facebook, and she's in Oklahoma. What is it about her?
Her dad is is in the Air Force, uh-huh. Space Force, and her goal is to become an Air Force pilot. And she has done an excellent job. She won it the very first time, and she almost landed the plane.
I love that.
Yeah. So a born natural.
All right,
and you got great pictures of other children in here. There's a nice looking co-pilot right there.
Yes.
And a whole group of kids out on a tarmac somewhere. So, I mean, this is a fascinating thing for kids to be able to, and, you know, my goodness, back in the day, we would have just dreamed about being able to do something like this when I was a kid. It would be like, huh? We're going to get to go up on a plane and maybe be behind the controls a little bit?
Right.
Be a co-pilot? You betcha. Once again, Carl, if you would tell us if somebody wants to get their kid involved, they need to go to the website. Is that right?
That is right. And, you know, it is www.4,
as in the number 4.
Yes, states plural, youthflyers.org.
.org. We also have that up in the story on our website, mypigradio.com, if you want to click on that. And is that the same thing if you got like somebody like the Kiwanis out there, like that organization, or somebody like that wants
Sunrise,
to help out,
yeah.
A grant, you know, wants to help out? Is that the same?
Yeah, yes. On the website, in addition to our story and pictures of the young people who have flown before, there's a list where you can sponsor X number of kids. And we've used a round figure of $50 per child. So it's three to the plane. So $150 gets three kids up.
Ah, see?
And it gets,
by the way, that's being subsidized by other people like the Kiwanis.
Yeah,
right.
That doesn't necessarily cover the cost.
No.
And by the way, parents should not be discouraged. We're not asking. All we're basically saying is if your child is interested, you contact us, and our job is to go find the money.
Yeah. So you'll do it.
Yes.
You'll take care of it. Go answer the phone, Al. Somebody's desperately trying to get a hold of us here. So you're about to, on another flip side of it, you're about to start back to school.
Oh, yes. This Thursday, teachers go into the classroom, and our children will come back in on the 10th.
Uh-huh.
So we get a chance to brush up, get the rooms all ready and everything, and get ourselves all psyched up.
Get it all ready to go.
Yes.
And so you're teaching middle school science.
Middle school science.
At the Texas Middle School at TISD. How long have you been doing that again?
Well, I've been in education now 20 years.
20 years in education. Yeah. How long have you been at the middle school?
This is going to my third year.
All right. Yeah. So maybe your kid will be lucky enough to have the pilot and the science teacher this fall. Before you get out of here, and Anna will join us again here in a second, we got a game. It's not really a game today, but it's called This or That, and you get to play along.
Oh, my goodness.
Give This or That is two choices, and then you decide which one you want to pick and maybe why you want to pick.
Okay.
Anna!
Just a minute.
Come back in here. We got to play this or that.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. All right. This or that.
I don't know what I'm getting into.
Okay. This is food related. Are you going to take out? Go get it and take it out. Or are you going to dine in the restaurant?
Today I'm dining in.
Dining in. That sounds good to me. I kind of like to dine in. We don't do it that much because, you know, we're trying to save money. But when I do go, it's kind of like I like to get the experience of going in.
The change of pace.
Yeah, dining relaxing. In or whatever. So I agree with you on that. Let's see. Would you rather be able to travel around the world without a passport? Or would you rather be able to read somebody's mind?
Oh, give me the travel.
I knew it. Me too. I don't want to read anybody's mind.
Give me the travel. No.
Okay, sushi or ramen?
Sushi.
Ramen.
Ramen. Going to a play or going to a musical?
Tough call.
Yeah, it is a tough call.
My goodness, I'll just go to a musical today.
Yeah, musical.
Yeah, I kind of like musical. Would you be really short at 5'2" or really tall at 6'10"?
I like the height as a pilot.
Yeah, let's do 5'10".
Yeah.
6'10".
6'10". Foresee the future or change the past?
See into the future.
Future.
I don't know.
If you change sometimes, the past, you change the future.
Oh,
so.
Well, okay.
I might not be here if I change the past.
Well, true.
Right.
Peanut butter, are we going crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Smooth.
Morning workouts or evening workouts?
Neither.
Yeah, my wife would agree with that. He doesn't do either.
Yeah, too much heat, neither. Living on a farm or out in a forest cabin somewhere up in the woods, maybe, or up in the mountain.
Wow. I'd go back to the farm.
I'd kind of like to go up in the mountains.
I like the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hourly salary or monthly salary?
Oh.
I guess I'll go monthly.
I guess I will.
No, let's go hourly. Then we can get overtime.
All
monthly.
Right. There you go.
Can't.
He didn't promise you overtime.
Yeah. He didn't promise you overtime.
I'm going to take the overtime.
Thanks for playing the game, by the way. Hey, y'all get involved. Four States Youth Flyers. Check it out. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
All right. It's great to meet you, and it's a great thing that you're doing for the kids out there. Somebody's going to have a lot of fun. And more of the best of most country continues on the ping.